Rod Peterson joins us once again. Roddy, how you doing?
Yeah, Gregor, happy Thursday. Good to return the favor to you, brother.
Buddy, anytime. So, hey, you've been covering the CFL longer than I have, Rod. And I know this is unique times, but they've got a global draft. They're talking about the upcoming draft, but they're pretty much gone code silence on anything about the upcoming season. Like, it kind of seems a little backwards to me. What are you hearing? Do you think, like, are they going to play at all?
Well, this is the CFL we're talking about, so you shouldn't be surprised, Jason. You know that long enough. I don't care how long you've covered the CFL. They do things a little bit differently. I would have said, if you'd asked me that question this morning, no, I don't think they're going to play. My split on that was about 60-40 to the no that they won't play. But I got some information from health officials today that they're projecting September, October, if things go according to plan, they could have fans in the seats. We're not talking 100% capacity, but enough for the CFL to make a go of it and start paying some bills and get going. September, October, if all goes according to plan. I did talk to a CFL guy the other day in Eastern Canada. I said the exact same thing you just said to me. I said, you got a draft, Canadian college draft, a global draft. You've got all these things going on, but you can't tell us there's a season. And he kept pretty much yelled on the phone and said, what else are we supposed to do, Rod? Does that answer your question?
Just communicate with people. I don't know. Say, hey, here's our plan. This is what we're shooting for.
We're shooting for
a 9-game season. Like, it seems so simple, but they've done nothing.
Okay, that part's true, and believe me, I'm not apologizing for them. I've been harder on them than anybody else. What I'd like to see, by the way, is a bubble format, and let's go. The NFL pulled it off last year. The NCAA started their season that way. I know we're apples and oranges, Canada versus America, but there is money in the CFL enough to pull off a bubble. My firm belief is that the owners don't want to spend the money to do it. If Ottawa was willing to step up and write a check federally to pay for it, they would have done it. But they don't want to spend their own money. And, you know, that goes deeper into what I've been reporting about the MLSE potentially blowing up the CFL the way it does business right now. And I still believe that's the case. But there were three hurdles that I identified to getting back onto the field. One was the COVID variant. Two was money, who was going to pay for it. And three, the Alouettes and Argonauts reportedly don't even want to play at all, strictly because of costs. Mm-hmm. But if you could make a case that we're going to be able to open the doors and it's going to cost the same to play versus not play, I think you could coax those teams. But it's a prayer right now, and that's not really a plan. I'd prefer to see the plan to play in a bubble. You guys pulled it off in Edmonton with the World Juniors. Obviously, the National Hockey League. We got a curling bubble going on in Calgary. Bubbles everywhere, but not the CFL. That, to me, is very disappointing, and I think the staff and players deserve better, but they don't care what I think.
Rod Peterson joins us. XFL, Rod, you know, the Rock's a pretty big name. I think he has respect for the CFL having that. Now, I don't like to call him an ex-CFLer because he didn't play in the regular season. You know, he went to CFL training camp, I think is the more accurate one. But nonetheless, he's obviously went on to be incredibly successful as a career. I think he respects football. Do you see the XFL-CFL as a legit merger? What do you think happens?
Oh, I absolutely do. And the CFL alumni defines alumni, Jason, by any. If you've cashed a check in the CFL ever, you're alum. I'll just put that out there. And I think The Rock has said that he was on the practice roster for the Calgary Stampeders, so he did cash a check with Calgary. I'll just say that. Do I think it's going to happen? I absolutely think it's going to happen. I don't think anybody's denying that. Your boys, Naylor and Farhan, have pretty much put that out there. Like, this is where we're going. That's on the other side of the burning bridge. 2021 is the burning bridge, right? If we can get through that fire and that bridge to the other side, that's the XFL-CFL merger. And with the conversations that I've had, and I was just on the radio with your colleagues in Ottawa about how this is going to look, I can't fully believe that the ratio is going to go completely out the window. I'm told that it is. I think there's a way that it could be saved. But if it's called the Canadian Football League and they play for the Grey Cup and The Rock is willing to move on that, because I think he is, I put that out there and CFL fans are fairly agreeable to that. It's just, we're doubling the size of the teams, of the league, going to 17, 18, 19 teams. But, hey, the Edmonton whatevers are hosting the Houston Roughnecks or Seattle Dragons, people around here are starting to go for it.
Yeah, I know that they, you know, they expanded to the U.S. The first time, and obviously with mixed reviews, wasn't overly successful because I think like going to Vegas in the middle of the summer, having talked to players was not a very good idea. But Baltimore really embraced the football, and I believe there's enough fans for the two leagues, especially because they're never going to be going head to head at the same time of the NFL, and they don't need to even compete with the NFL. The NHL can't compete with the NFL. So why would you expect the CFL to compete on that same level as them? I'm curious about the ratio, Rod. I've actually been one who debated for a while of, you know, if you lower it to six Canadians because you were going to bring in a 10th team, I'd have been fine with that as starters because it doesn't, you're actually still going to have more Canadian starters at that point than you currently had. If they go to that, do you think we will see like we saw with the Stallions where they're all Americans and only the Canadian teams would have Canadian players? What do you think?
Well, I'll reiterate that what I heard yesterday was that the ratio is going to be abolished, period. I'm not sure I believe it. It did come from a good source. I think, Jason, the olive branch here to that is that the Canadian teams have a ratio, the Americans don't. And in the 90s, it was found to violate antitrust laws in America that you couldn't have a certain amount of Canadians. So they tossed it out. And by the way, I've been provided the numbers. American teams against Canadian teams in the 90s were pretty much bang on 500, 50-50.
Yes.
So they were able to compete against the Americans from 93 to 95. I think it could potentially happen. I'm all for it. That's where I think that this is going to go. That would be my answer for that. But just, you know, back to the crowds, Baltimore, I've read the book, a couple of books actually on the Stallions, and they had up to 43,000 fans at that old Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.
Yep.
There wasn't a crowd in the CFL last year or last season that they played that was touched 43,000. And that was for CFL in the 90s. So yeah, I think this could absolutely happen. And there's a lot more skullduggery, I believe, behind the scenes. In a couple ways. One, I've been told the CFL right now is talking about lowering the ratio to three starters, cutting five Canadian jobs per team off the current rosters for a variety of reasons. One's to make room for global players. It's not going over well, but you can see why they would do that. And then there's the other talk from at the other end of the chain with the MLSC wanting to put this whole league into an MLS-style ownership, single-entity-owned format. So I've been saying it since the pandemic started, Jason. The CFL will be unrecognizable by the time they come out of this, and I still think that's the truth. But there will still be a CFL, and I think that's the best news out of everything.
Unrecognizable as the style of football, too, Rod? Do you think it's going to be three downs or four?
When the merger happens, I think it's going to be four downs. Yeah.
So then all of minor football in Canada would eventually be like Prairie Junior, you know, U Sport. They would have to go to four downs as well.
Potentially, but let's remember there are not the most ever amount of Canadians playing in the NCAA, but close. They came up playing Canadian rules, a lot of them, and they're in playing American ball right now. I still am of the mind that football is football. Let's put it this way. Those Canadian bodies that you just mentioned are all watching this very closely. They're not making any plans to change. Let's put it that way. And, you know, I was just asked in Ottawa, when do I see this happening? There's talk, Jason, that this could happen by the spring of 2022, 1 year from now. I think that would be pretty optimistic. For sure, 2023. But, boy, it's fun to watch. I mean, if they play this year and next, then it's sort of a swan song to the CFL we knew. And, hello, Dwayne Johnson, let's roll. I could live with that.
Yeah, I'm very curious about how the season's even going to look. Like, you know, Ryan King just retired here from the Eskimos. Now, Calvin McCarthy was a lot older. But, you know, like, there's guys, I've seen lots of players retiring around the league, Rod. Like, even if they come back this year, it's going to be a rather, you know, there'll be lots of openings for inexperienced rookies because there's just a lot of veterans who have retired and have moved on because they didn't want to wait for the uncertainty and are moving on to a professional career, like a full-time non-football career, I should say.
Well, absolutely, and I've seen it a couple times now, just floated on social media, that owners are trying to run out the clock on this and squeeze out those veterans so they can go with all young guys. And maybe that's the case. I don't know. Was Ryan King on your show, by the way, or was it Low Tide, or who was he on?
He was on my show.
Okay, because it's already hit threedownnation.com. And the headline on that story on Ryan King was players close to a revolt. And then I'm not just going to settle with a headline. I'll read the story. And Ryan said that they're the closest they've ever been to getting onto the field. So I'm like, what is it? Are they going to revolt because of pay cuts, or are they close to getting onto the field? Can you sort that out to me? Because the three-down story was very confusing.
Yeah, well, Ryan is, you know, he's still actually staying on. He's been heavily involved in the PA stuff. And when I talked to him about it, not on the air, but afterwards, he actually, he's always, and he's been very consistent over the years, and he's not one to want to leak out stuff just for the sake of it. So he's, yeah. I've always found Rod, he's very level-headed when it comes to any of the negotiations. And so, when he says he thinks they're close, then I would tend to agree with him, because in my experience in dealing with him since he's been in that position, he's never been one to hyperbolize things.
Mm-hmm. Well, close to a new CBA, close to accepting the pay cut, or close to being on the field, or both?
Well, that's a good question. I did the. I don't think they're going to have much of a choice, Rod. Like, I think there's lots of people that you might not want to take a pay cut, but you have to be realistic about it. If like, it's not like the CFL. If you don't have fans, Rod, like the TSN deal isn't big enough. It's not big enough, right? Like the NFL can play with no fans because their TV deal's gargantuan, right? But I think the CFL players will understand that, whether they like it or not. Right, well, and they can have all the distrust they want with owners, but it's pretty simple. You can show them the TV contract and be like, well, this is what the TV contract gives us.
As it turned out for the NFL, they will never, ever need to sell another ticket, and they can still make money. And good for them, by the way. They've done it the right way, and they've done it, you know, with proper marketing. With the Canadian Football League, I mean, I'm talking to those players too. And Jason, it's starting to heat up a little bit, i.e. more people are talking. There's more, like, for instance, Ryan King's interview with you. But the fact of the matter is the players are still incredibly disgruntled. One agent told me that his guys are going to be taking up to a 40% pay cut. So they're going to have to swallow their pride and take the field with a chip on their shoulder, feeling undervalued, and maybe looking over at that quarterback in the corner that's maybe taken a 10 or 20% cut off his $500,000 deal. Like, this is not good. So there's a lot of a pretty picture being painted the way we started this interview. Hey, we've got a global draft. Our Canadian draft's coming up May 4th. They're like, everything's great. We're going to play. On the other side, you've got not just disgruntled, you've got furious players that you've got this pay cut pounded down their throat. I'm getting that from the players and the agents. No plan to play.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like they're taking the easy way out. The NHL's found other ways to gain revenue. You've seen it. The CFL just didn't seem to want to do that. I wonder how hard they tried. They wouldn't have to take pay cuts if they had helmet stickers and it was the WestJet West Division and the Scotiabank East Division, Jason. That's what they're saying to me. How hard did you try to raise money to play and play in the bubble? How bad do you want to play? And that's the crux of what's going on that nobody's talking about, but is going on in the undercurrent of the CFL.
100%, Rod. It's fascinating to me. I think at times Randy Ambrosi, I haven't loved his leadership publicly. And just because, say something, be direct. This is our plan. This is our options. Thank you. Done. And none of that has come out. And I think the lack of communication from the CFL to their fans and even to their players, but definitely to their fans, hasn't been good. And I think that's an area that can improve, and hopefully it does. And, you know, hopefully there's a season later on this summer with more Canadians are vaccinated. It's going to be outside. We all know there's, you know, you can have gatherings outside safer than indoors. So hopefully all that stuff occurs. Rod, always appreciate you coming on the show and your passion and insight to the CFL. Thanks, man.
Thanks for calling, Jason. Have a great day.